Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good evening. I know. Well, it's 12:03 a.m. where I am. So it's worked out great for me. One of the maybe the hardest thing about being a touring comedian, especially when you're doing comedy clubs, is they have you come in and do like 4 hours of radio before
yes.
you're selling tickets, doing the comedy clubs. And so you'd like get up at 5 and be running around different radio stations for like 3 hours. And you're like, I shouldn't even exist right now. I'm a night creature. Like I'm a vampire. That's why I got into this.
Yeah, I chose this career for this exact reason.
Yeah. So when they were like, do you want to do some Dublin press? It'll be pretty late at night for you. I was like, that sounds incredible.
Recently, we did a thing on the radio show here, on radio station, I should say, called Mayhem, where we basically crashed each other's radio shows. And I'm friends with a lot of stand-up comedians here in Ireland. So I got 4 stand-up friends of mine to agree to come on and be kind of like choir boys dressed in, you know, altar boy outfits and sing songs at another DJ. It was great. It was all fine until I told them, it's the breakfast show we're crashing. So you need to be up at 7 a.m. And they were like, I'll do anything for you, but I'm not getting up at 7 a.m.
Yeah. No, that's a hard boundary for comedians.
That makes sense. Well, listen, I'm glad it works for your timing. You're very good to do this. And welcome to Ireland. Have you been here before?
I have. I've been a couple times now, and I love it. I mean, love it in a way that's sort of dangerous, because every time I go, I'm like, I should just live here. Like, I could just live here. And then it's like kind of always the fantasy in my mind, like every year when I'm getting more and more overwhelmed by my life and my work, I'm like, but next year, that's when we're going to run away to Ireland. Like that's the escape route I have in my head.
We
always
will be
and
your,
have for years.
Yes, we'll be your bosom of safety. Come to us, Taylor, and we'll look after you.
Literally, please. If anyone, I mean, obviously everyone come to the show at 3 Arena, would love that. But especially if you're like my soulmate, that would be awesome. Yeah. I would love it if my soulmate has been in Ireland this whole time. Give me a reason
yes.
to move to Ireland, please.
You never know.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Listen, July 13th, 3 Arena. I mean, it's our biggest venue. It's the best place to do comedy. Everyone always says that. It's an incredible place to do it. Irish audiences, as you said, you love coming here. I mean, we have... around the world, people recognize us for being a great audience, whether it's for live music, sporting events, but of course, stand-up comedy as well. Have you found the Irish audience, you know, to be good for you to stand up in front of and start shouting jokes at?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We did, I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 shows at Vicar Street last time we were there, and they were like some of my favorite shows of the entire international leg of the tour. Yeah, I just feel like of all the places I went, like I feel like Ireland had like the nicest people.
You're saying all the right things. No, we genuinely do. Yeah, we do.
I'm not just saying it. I'm hoping. I mean, don't send this to any of the other places I'm going. But like, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue. I don't think London's going to be like, no, we're the nicest. Like,
no, that's true.
I think everybody knows.
The new tour is called the Save Me Tour. There's like a religious angle, I guess, to this. And you've obviously grown up in a religious family. And isn't it true you started your first gigs were actually in churches?
They were, yeah. Because I started when I was 16. So, you know, I couldn't drink or vote or do anything. I really shouldn't have been on stage in front of people. The only place you could do stand up as a child was church. With a legal guardian
yeah,
present.
Of course.
So that is how I got started. And for the first like 5 years of my career, I was like a very clean comic. I was still performing in churches here and there, like up until I was like 22 before I decided
wow.
like, all right, I can't do this at all anymore. Yeah. It was a huge, huge part of, you know, the beginning of my career. And growing up in church, I mean, you know, there's a lot to untangle when you maybe start to realize you don't have some of those same beliefs anymore.
Yeah.
Or you're having a difficult relationship with the way you were raised. And I think I've done a lot of that work in the last like 10 years. And so this new hour is discussing a lot of that. And I think it's pretty balanced. I'm actually very proud of where it's ended up. I don't think it's... too mean or...
Yeah, not anti anything, just exploring your relationship with it.
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, again, it's hard to sort of sum up, but I think for many years, any jokes I did about growing up in church or religion of any kind, I think I was really, like, I was still angry about a lot of what I'd experienced. Mm. And I didn't have a super, like, nuanced approach to it on stage because I was younger and just, you know. I think if anyone liked my second special, Look at You, that had sort of, like, more serious themes, a little darker humor, I think you'll really like this hour.
Yeah, I mean, three Netflix specials, I mean, already. And will this one be a Netflix special? Could you shoot the one in the Three Arena on the 13th of July as maybe your Netflix special?
We're shooting it in December. We're shooting
Amazing.
It in December.
Right. So it won't be in Ireland, but you will shoot it.
It won't be in Ireland, but I will shoot it. And I'm really excited about the venue. We're filming it in a church. So
I'm amazing.
I'm really,
brilliant.
I'm really excited.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to ask you many more things, which I'll do in part two of our chat, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
And one of those things is the time you were nearly a priest. Didn't you actually officiate your friend's wedding recently?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
How was that?
I did. I was like, what? I said, what's out there online?
Does he know something
what
I don't
did my
remember?
Team send? I don't. I did. They let anyone get ordained. It's far too easy to acquire that sort of power. My best friend asked me to officiate her wedding. And let me tell you, I did a terrible job.
Oh, really?
I really did. Oh, I sobbed entire time.
Oh,
I really did. I cried. I cried like I was marrying her.
Oh.
I mean, she walked down the aisle and her husband and I both just burst into tears. But it's like, he's supposed to be crying.
Yeah,
I have a job to do.
That's not your role.
And I know. It was so unprofessional. It was honestly embarrassing. And afterward, not that many people came up to me and were like, hey, great job. And I think maybe they were kind of like, I think they were like, wow, she really struggled on that one. Because she was so beautiful.
Oh, and no,
it was really sweet. It was crazy. I mean, they're maybe the best couple I know. I mean, they're so insanely in love and like such good people. And being that close to two people pledging their lives to one another and you're like running the show. I mean, it felt wild.
Yeah.
I was like, this is real. I was like, is this a 3D movie? It was crazy.
This is from someone who stands up in front of tens of thousands of people and delivers like full on comedy monologues to people, just making the whole room laugh. And yet you were having an existential crisis during your friend's wedding.
It was so much harder than anything because I cared about doing a good job. I cared so much. And I mean, I was crying so hard that I kept shifting my body depending on where I saw the photographer, trying to hide myself behind one of them because I didn't want to mess up the pictures with my, because I'm in the background of some of these photos, like,
oh, so good.
And it's just not just looking like the worst emoji. It really wasn't my finest hour. I was like, you guys maybe should have hired a real professional.
I bet you they loved the emotion that you brought to the day. I think they were
very
happy.
I hope so. I felt bad.
Come here. Is it true you're a big Swiftie, by the way?
I mean, yeah. I think who's not a big Swiftie at this point?
Well,
yeah,
it's just, you know, like I have twin girls who are 10. One of them is like, when I say obsessed, like it's, you know. Yeah, I'm like right in the middle of it. And she came here obviously and played and it was incredible. But like, have you even, because I mean, you've got this big job now, you're stand up, you host this After Midnight show. Have you met Taylor?
Oh no, I'm not like a real celebrity. That's not, I'm not in those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. I also, even if I had the opportunity, I don't think I'd be able to handle it. So it would, I would probably just say, you know, respectfully, I'm going to pass.
But Taylor, I mean, good. You guys would be great together.
I can't even imagine she's such a superstar. I assume people freak out around her when they're not even expecting to. So I kind of just don't want to find out how uncool I would be.
Okay, well, yeah. listen, before I let you go, I do a quick fire round with my guests all the time, so I'll do it with you and see how you go with these ones. What are you currently obsessed with, Taylor?
Ooh, what am I currently obsessed with? Frozen grapes.
Wow, frozen grapes.
Is that lame?
No, but it's midnight. I love it. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Give me somebody good. Go on.
I'll say Stephen Colbert.
That's pretty good.
He produces our show.
Yeah. I'll that's say a pretty Stephen good Colbert. Answer. Amazing. And finally, because I don't, I like to ask people whether they do or not. Do you wash your legs in the shower, Taylor?
Yes. I saw some TikToks a while ago that were like, hey, the water running down to your feet, that doesn't count as washing your legs. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, that's not. And I was like, oh no, I've been doing it wrong. But also I have keratosis. I have like those little bumps. So it's important for me to exfoliate.
Right.
I'm giving you a lot of info.
I am very grateful. I should talk to you at midnight all the time.
I'm giving you so much. Yeah. Three Arena.
Yeah, Three Arena, July 13th. Go and see the Save Me Tour. Taylor Tomlinson coming to Dublin. Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's late. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see you in July.
No, this is a joy. Thank you so much, Dave. This is lovely. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Taylor. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.